Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Here's a question I get all the time. Do I need to be an accredited investor to invest in syndications? The short answer is, it depends on the deal. Some syndications are open only to accredited investors. Others allow a limited number of non-accredited investors as long as they're sophisticated. Understanding the difference between accredited and sophisticated investor status is important because it determines which deals you're eligible to invest in. And here's the thing. These rules govern who can participate in private offerings and how those offerings are structured. I'm CREI Colin, and this is Building Passive Income, where we give you the strategies to build real wealth through passive real estate investing. Today, we're breaking down accredited versus sophisticated investor status. You'll learn what each term means, how you qualify, why the distinction matters, and what to do if you don't yet meet the requirements. Let's dive in. An accredited investor is someone who meets specific financial thresholds set by the Securities and Exchange Commission under Rule 501 of Regulation D. The SEC uses the accredited investor definition as a proxy for financial capacity and, in some cases, demonstrated financial knowledge to bear private investment risk. You can qualify as an accredited investor in several ways. Income test individual. You've earned $200,000 or more in annual income in each of the last 2 years, and you reasonably expect to earn the same or more in the current year. Income test joint with spouse or spousal equivalent. You and your spouse or spousal equivalent have earned $300,000 or more in combined annual income in each of the last 2 years, and you reasonably expect to earn the same or more in the current year. Net worth test. Your net worth, individually or jointly with your spouse or spousal equivalent, is $1 million or more, excluding the value of your primary residence. Professional credentials. You hold certain professional certifications, designations, or licenses, including Series 7, Series 65, or Series 82. Entity test. Certain entities may qualify based on assets, ownership structure, or other criteria outlined in securities regulations. In some offerings, accredited status is self-certified, while in others, sponsors are required to formally verify it. In offerings that require verification, sponsors will ask for documentation or use third-party verification services. Falsely claiming accredited status can have serious legal consequences. Determine whether you meet the accredited investor definition. If you do, be prepared to provide documentation when you invest in a syndication that requires verification. A sophisticated investor is someone who, while they may not meet the financial thresholds for accredited status, has sufficient knowledge and experience in financial and business matters to evaluate the merits and risks of an investment. The sophisticated investor standard is more subjective than the accredited investor standard. It's based on your knowledge and experience, not your income or net worth. There's no checklist for sophisticated investor status. Instead, the determination is based on factors such as investment experience. Have you invested in private placements, real estate, or other complex investments before? Financial knowledge. Do you understand financial statements, risk assessment, and investment analysis? Business experience. Do you have professional experience in finance, real estate, or business management? Access to advisors. Do you have access to attorneys, CPAs, or financial advisors who can help you evaluate the investment? The sponsor makes the determination of whether you're sophisticated, often in consultation with their legal counsel. Being sophisticated does not make you accredited. You can be sophisticated without being accredited, but you cannot invest in all deals if you're not accredited. If you don't meet the accredited investor thresholds, but have investment experience and financial knowledge, you may qualify as a sophisticated investor for certain deals. Let's break down the key differences between accredited and sophisticated investors. Accredited investor, based on objective financial criteria, income, net worth, or credentials. In some offerings, self-certified, in others, formally verified with documentation. Accredited investors generally have access to most private placements, including both 506B and 506C offerings. No limit on the number of accredited investors in a deal. Sophisticated investor, based on subjective criteria, knowledge, experience, and access to advisors. Determined by the sponsor or their legal counsel. Can invest in 506B offerings, but not 506C offerings. Limited to 35 non-accredited but sophisticated investors per offering under 506B. If you're accredited, you generally have access to most private placements. If you're sophisticated but not accredited, you have access to some private placements, 506B offerings, but your options are more limited. Understand which category you fall into so you know which deals you're eligible to invest in. The distinction between accredited and sophisticated investors is rooted in SEC Regulation D, which governs private placements. Most real estate syndications are structured under one of two Regulation D exemptions, Rule 506B. The sponsor can raise an unlimited amount of capital from an unlimited number of accredited investors. The sponsor can also accept up to 35 non-accredited investors as long as they're sophisticated. 506B offerings cannot use public advertising and are typically offered through pre-existing relationships with the sponsor or through a private network. Rule 506C. The sponsor can raise an unlimited amount of capital from an unlimited number of accredited investors. The sponsor can publicly advertise the offering. However, all investors must be accredited. Non-accredited investors are not allowed, even if they're sophisticated. The sponsor must take reasonable steps to verify that all investors are accredited. If you're accredited, you generally have access to most private placements, including both 506B and 506C offerings. If you're sophisticated but not accredited, you can only invest in 506B offerings, and only if there are fewer than 35 non-accredited investors in the deal. Many sponsors prefer 506C offerings because they can market publicly and don't have to worry about the 35 investor limit. This means non-accredited investors have fewer opportunities. When evaluating a deal, ask the sponsor whether it's a 506B or 506C offering. If it's 506C, you must be accredited to invest. If you don't yet meet the accredited investor thresholds, don't worry. There are still ways to invest in syndications and work toward accredited status. Option 1. Invest in 506B offerings. Look for sponsors who use the 506B exemption and accept sophisticated but non-accredited investors. Be prepared to demonstrate your investment experience and financial knowledge. Understand that you may have limited access to deals because most sponsors cap non-accredited investors at 35 per offering. Option 2. Invest through an accredited entity. If you have access to capital through a family trust, LLC, or investment entity that qualifies as accredited based on assets, ownership structure, or other criteria, you can invest through that entity. Consult with your attorney and CPA to structure the entity correctly and confirm how the sponsor determines entity eligibility. Option 3. Invest through a self-directed retirement account. Some investors participate through retirement accounts when the underlying investor or entity qualifies under the offering's requirements. Option 4. Work toward accredited status. Focus on increasing your income or net worth so you meet the accredited investor thresholds in the future. Consider obtaining a professional credential, Series 7, 65, or 82, that qualifies you as an accredited investor. Option 5. Invest in publicly traded REITs. While this isn't passive syndication investing, publicly traded REITs offer exposure to commercial real estate without accredited investor requirements. This can be a way to gain experience and build wealth while working toward accredited status. If you're not accredited yet, focus on building your income, net worth, or credentials while gaining investment experience through 506B offerings or alternative strategies. When you invest in a syndication that requires verification, the sponsor will ask you to verify your accredited investor status. Here's what to expect. Documentation you may need to provide. For the income test, tax returns, Form 1040, for the last 2 years, W-2s or 1099s showing income, or a letter from your CPA certifying your income. For the net worth test, bank statements, brokerage account statements, or a letter from your CPA or financial advisor certifying your net worth. For the professional credentials test, a copy of your Series 7, 65, or 82 license. For the entity test, entity formation documents, articles of organization, trust agreement, etc., and financial statements or other documentation showing the entity qualifies under the offering's requirements. Third-party verification services. Some sponsors use third-party verification services like Verify Investor or North Capital to streamline the accredited investor verification process. These services review your financial documents and issue a verification letter that you can provide to the sponsor. Your accredited status is confidential, subject to sponsor policies and verification providers. Some sponsors accept prior verification for a period of time, while others require updated documentation. Be prepared to provide documentation to verify your accredited status when investing in offerings that require verification. Gather tax returns, bank statements, or CPA letters before you start investing. All right, let's recap. Understanding accredited versus sophisticated investor status is important because it determines which syndication deals you're eligible to invest in. Here's what you need to know. 1. An accredited investor meets specific financial thresholds. $200,000 or more individual income, $300,000 or more joint income with spouse or spousal equivalent, or $1 million or more net worth, excluding primary residence, or hold certain professional credentials. 2. A sophisticated investor has sufficient knowledge and experience to evaluate the investment even if they don't meet the financial thresholds for accredited status. 3. Accredited investors generally have access to most private placements, including both 506B and 506C offerings. Sophisticated but non-accredited investors can only invest in 506B offerings, and only if there are fewer than 35 non-accredited investors. 4. Many sponsors prefer 506C offerings, which means non-accredited investors have fewer opportunities. 5. If you're not accredited yet, you can invest in 506B offerings, invest through an accredited entity, work toward accredited status, or gain experience through alternative strategies. 6. Be prepared to verify your accredited status with documentation, such as tax returns, bank statements, or a CPA letter, when investing in offerings that require verification. Here's your action step. Determine whether you're an accredited investor. If you are, gather the documentation you'll need to verify your status. If you're not, focus on building your income, net worth, or credentials while gaining investment experience. If you're ready to build a diversified syndication portfolio and you meet the accredited investor requirements, let's talk. Check the show notes for a link to schedule a call with us at CREIPartners.com. That wraps up our legal and documentation week. Over the past 5 episodes, we've covered LLC versus LP structures, reading the PPM, the operating agreement, subscription agreements, and accredited versus sophisticated investor status. You now have the knowledge to approach syndication documents with confidence. Until next time, remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision. And it starts with understanding the rules. I'm CREI Colin. Let's build wealth together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.